Welcome to God, Goals, and Girl Talk, where we discuss living in the culture while living for the kingdom. Join in as we discuss how God's word applies to our lives in relationships, careers, and fulfilling our purpose. Girl, let's talk. Here's your host, Sharla Walker.
All right, guys, so we are back with Miss Tanya again for another episode of God Goals and Girl Talk. This whole series has given me so much life. I'm like, this is fire, literally fire. So thank you again for joining us this week. And first off, we need you to come back again. I don't know when, but we're going to have to do this again because we got, So this week, this month, if you guys have been listening to the series, we have been talking about New Age outlaws, and we have just really been shedding light and exposing the tricks of the enemy in regards to rebellion, in regards to New Age practices, quest for more power and self-realization and enlightenment. We talked about witchcraft and, kind of differentiating a prophet from a witch. And so this week, we want to really talk about coming out of these New Age practices. So my question would be for an individual who has been a part of New Age practices, like how do they, because we talk about you need to denounce it. What does that look like?
As she's saying, I denounce witchcraft. I denounce, anything, any dealings I've had with demonic practices. And sometimes, deliverance needs to take place. Sometimes you don't have, once you've given those spirits, sometimes those rights, you need to find a deliverance ministry. So you may have to, they would cast devils out, and it's not everybody who can do that. If you're not walking in that type of authority, please do not, I repeat, all caps, do not mess with these spirits if you are not able to handle it, okay? Because in New Testament, at one point, the spirits was talking back. The religious people were trying to go around and cast out the spirits.
Yes.
They said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. They said, who are you?
And then, okay. But the scripture after that and say, they got beat up.
Yes. Okay. So I cannot talk to you all about this and not tell you the truth. I can't tell you to do that and you give, something overtakes you. Because spirits will jump, they do a lot of different things. All right. And so I'm not going to ever put anybody in that type of position because then I'm going to have blood on my hands and God's going to hold me accountable. Okay.
Yes.
So and I cannot allow you to do that.
That's okay? So good because when you just said that, when spirits jump,
yes,
there is something that I recently learned about called impartation.
Yep.
Things are given and you can impart something on somebody that God has called you, like, a godly authority and a godly power, but it works the other way around too.
That's right.
And that's why you just can't have anybody touching you,
laying hands on you
to quote unquote pray for you, because some of these people aren't praying to the God of Isaac, Abraham, to like, they're not praying to the big G-O-D God, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, all the things, like they're not.
Yeah.
And so you have to really, really be mindful of who you allow to touch you and cover you and pray for you, because that stuff is serious. But
and in scripture even talks about don't lay hands on anyone suddenly. And so if you are not, do not do this, okay? If you are not equipped, then you don't bother it, okay? You just find somebody else. But if you yourself are trying to be released from something, you may be able to denounce it. Now, if you're demon possessed to that degree, you know, then I mean, people have been possessed. Y'all seen it in the movies. Come on. You seen it, exorcists with people heads turning around and stuff. People are possessed, okay?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's not act like that doesn't happen. Even with the Legion, that's what happened, all right? They were possessed, okay? And so this is real.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to fool around with this and you don't have no power, especially if you're not filled with Holy Spirit. You ain't got no business trying to lay hands on nobody because you ain't got nothing in you to combat that, okay? So don't.
You bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, you. I mean, really. I mean, and we just gave you all the scripture. I mean, they will, they don't play.
Yeah.
They'll talk back to you. Mm-hmm. I've seen it all. If you have not been a part of a deliverance ministry, you need to back all the way up off of that and don't touch it. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not going to tell you to do that. All right. But some practical things, which you can do, again, just denounce it. Okay. And then, let me just give you all, walk in the spirit, okay? I want to talk about that briefly. James, Galatians 5:19-23. And I'll probably go back to James in a second. I did a lesson on this. And so you want to walk in the spirit. If you compare the lust of the flesh to versus walking in the spirit, okay? So in Galatians 5:19, I'm just going to talk about the flesh versus the fruit of the spirit, okay? So in the flesh is adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is arousing sexual desires, okay? Idolatry, witchcraft. There it is. It's in there, okay? Hatred, variance. That's the fact or state of being in disagreement, like dissension. You just always want to argue something, but you don't have no... You're like, have you ever talked to those people? You're like, what just happened? Where are we going with this?
Yes.
Is there a zone?
Mm-hmm.
Are we coming to, you know, I had a conversation with someone. Listen, okay, with all your knowledge, are you bringing someone to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Like, are we going somewhere with this conversation, okay? These are lust of the flesh, okay? Wrath. And we talked about these different spirits. All of these things go with that, okay? Strife, seditions. We know what seditions are, right? Conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against the authority of a state. So there's that outlaw stuff again, and there's that rebellion, okay? Heresies, belief or opinion contrary to orthodox religious doctrine. So anything that is supposing itself against the knowledge of God, all right? Because scripture says we're to cast down every thought, take thought, every captive, every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, all right? Envyings, okay? So you resentful and discontent, you begrudging, you know, you coveting somebody's else's stuff. Like I want what Charlotte got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want your life, Charlotte. I can't admire you or, you know, just say, wow, you know, I would love, you know, it's, I want what Charlotte got. Okay. Envying, murders, drunkenness. This is all things that we've talked about in all the other segments. Okay.
Right.
Reveling. Right. So you got this party spirit. You just can't, you got the party. Like it's just in you. Okay.
Turn down.
you don't ever turn down. And then you got the nerve to be backing it up on somebody and you twerking and you hitting the floor and all of that. No, okay? And such the like, which I tell you before, as I told you in times past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness and temperance. So if you tell me you have faith, right, but you're not walking in the fruit of the spirit, let me read James 2:14. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions. Mm-hmm. Can that faith save anyone? So it's very important that you're walking in the spirit. And if you're not, these are indicators. The ones that we just talked about, the lust of the flesh, these are indicators. These are things that you need to come out of.
Right.
And you're really going to have to fast and pray. You're going to have to consecrate yourself unto the Lord. You're going to have to consecrate your body, you know, because when you're denying your flesh, which is the lust that we...
Hey guys, hope you are enjoying the show. Look, take a minute to go ahead, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave a review. We love to get feedback from our listeners, and doing this will help us get advertisers that are relevant to our audience. So if you have been blessed by God Goals and Girl Talk, if this is your favorite time of the week, it's to spend it with me. First of all, God bless you, sis. I love you. But take some time to go ahead and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode or a bonus episode, and make sure that you leave a review. Now let's get back to the show. Hey guys, it's your girl Charlotte Walker, the host of God Goals and Girl Talk. I am here to talk to you today about starting your own podcast. If you want to start your own podcast, I'm going to share my podcasting secrets with you. I use a program called Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it is the easiest way for you to make a podcast. First off, it is free 99, costs you no money at all. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google Play, Stitcher, and many more platforms. You can make money with your podcast, getting your coins, sis, with no minimum listenership. It is everything that you need to make a podcast in one place. So if you are wanting to do something new in 2020, you want your voice to be heard, you want to start a podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Now let's get back to the show.
Just referred to that are all works of the flesh. So the more you deny your spirit, the more you are you take one day, my God, take one day. I remember when I rededicated my life and I was like, man, God, I'm on fire for you. I just want to live for you. I want to serve you. Take one day. Make it holy to the Lord. Fast. Mm-hmm. Go, man, take your Bible on. Man, look, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, right?
Amen.
So listen, get your Bible on your lunch break or on your break. Man, you eat that word. You hide it in your heart, right? You feast on the word of God. You start anywhere. I started in the New Testament. I started in Matthew, okay? Yep. But you just take a proverb, read a psalm. Oh, my goodness. And you start reading. I tell you, your life will change moment by moment and day by day.
Amen.
And then you'll be able to meditate on the word day and night. Because you're reading it, right? So those scriptures are going to come back up. And you're hiding the word in your heart. So this is how you can begin to become and be what God has called you to be.
That's so awesome. Man, what you like to say? That's it. That's all the word.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
All the other stuff is failing.
Yeah.
But the word of God will stand forever, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It will divide soul and asunder. Mm-hmm. So when something's not right, that word is going to cut you.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to adhere because it's going to cut you. It's not going to feel good. Okay? But you can come out. You can come out if you choose to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. Thank you so much, Miss Tanya. That's so
You're
good.
Welcome.
Can you pray for us as we kind of wrap this up? Because I don't want to add like that. That's it. The word spoke. We don't need all, you know, the word spoke. So if you could just pray for us as we close out this series. And again, like, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so, so much. And if you could just pray for us. Yeah, man, this is what you say. That's it. That's all.
Well, I have several things. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, I ask that you accept him into your heart today. The Bible says, harden not your heart. The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. And so if you've never accepted him, just start there. Say, Lord, I repent of my sins. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my life. I believe that you died and you rose and you're again on the third day. And you die for me. You know, this is a personal thing. This is not for, it's one person at a time. And so it's personal. And so you're going to have to make some choices. And on today, I pray that you make the right choice. Amen? Mm-hmm. And then if you need to be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you, but I'm not going to leave you without a comforter. Amen? And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. And so if you need to be filled with Holy Spirit, you can ask. It's a gift. He gives liberally. And you just ask the Lord to fill you with Holy Spirit. And you get into your quiet place and you talk to the Lord. There's no certain time to get filled with Holy Spirit. You can be filled. On the day of Pentecost, they were on one accord in one place. And the Spirit of God filled the room. All right? And so you can too be filled with Holy Spirit. At 9 years old, I was filled with Holy Spirit in my room. I was crying out to God, God, I love you. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. I want to spend eternity with you. And I was filled with Holy Spirit. All right. And so you can too be filled with Holy Spirit. If you're not built up on your most holy faith, the Bible tells us to build ourselves up in the Spirit on our most holy faith. So pray in your heavenly language. And pray pray without ceasing, amen. And then you can, and you're gonna build yourself up so that you can, ward off the attacks of the enemy. And if you're bound on today, I pray that you are free. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord sets you free on today. I pray that you recognize on today the seriousness of what is really going on in your soul. If you are tormented right now in your soul, I pray that the bands of wickedness are loosed off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And as you begin to cry out for the name of Jesus, something happens when you call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus. So if you need to know Jesus, you begin to call on him. And I promise you, he will answer you every time. Glory to God. He will answer you wherever you are. Glory to God. There is no distance in the Spirit. There is no distance in prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Lord God, that anybody who's calling on you today, Lord God, you said anybody who calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. So Lord, I thank you that as they call on your name, you will answer. You will answer, God. You will answer, answer, answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, that they'll be filled with Holy Spirit. I thank you that they will spend eternity with you. I thank you that they will not leave this earth without acknowledging you and accepting you as their Lord and Savior. Glory to God. And even as you hear this prayer, I pray that the fire of God consume you. Glory to God, that there's a fire, a cloven tongues that falls on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that the Lord himself showers you with his love and that you feel his love like you've never felt it in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is with you. Hallelujah. And he does not want to see you lost. Glory to God. So we just thank you on today for all that you're accomplishing in the lives of people on today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That was so awesome. Thank you so, so much. God bless you 100 times over. I am just so grateful. So Y'all, I pray that this has blessed y'all as much as it has blessed me. And that's it. That's all. So until next week, y'all, because I got to go find, I got to go put myself up off this altar. Continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves. Miss Tanya, thank you. Where can people, can you please tell people where they can find you, where they can follow you, about the projects that you have going on, all the things with Kingdom Advancement Ministries, and just where they can be connected with the things that you're
doing. Well, you can find me on Instagram, Tanya Lofty, and then Facebook is best to, if things are public from my page, you can see that. You know, I can't tell you that I'm going to accept all your friend requests. I wouldn't do that to you. But the Kingdom Advancing Ministries, my husband, Pastor Virgil, is an amazing, amazing man of God. And, you know, if you know, I know this is girl talk. If you know someone who's looking and they need someone they can glean from, my husband is an amazing man of God that you can glean from. He's done us, he did a series back in August, Take 10 with Pastor V, where he's challenged men to take 10 minutes to spend before the presence of God. And we are the Kingdom Advancing Ministries, and we are just here to do the work of the Lord. And we're honored and we feel privileged that the Lord has chosen us to, and that he can trust us with people. And so God bless you all on today. And may his favor and his peace be upon you for 1,000 generations. Amen.
Amen. All right, guys. So I will talk to y'all next.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of God, Goals, and Girl Talk. Email your questions to godgoalsandgirltalk@gmail.com to have them answered on the show or have a topic you'd like to hear discussed. Looking for a community of women who love God and live for the kingdom? Join our community, Hearts Over Habits, on Facebook. Like us on Instagram and check out our monthly God, Goals, and Girl Talk online events on Eventbrite. Remember, above all else, guard your heart. We'll see you next week.
Do you ever scroll through your camera roll and think, I should really do something with all of these? Yeah, same.
That's where Chatbooks comes in. Right now, Chatbooks is offering something we've never done before. 12 monthly mini photo books for just $12, plus free shipping.
That's a full year of printed memories for less than you pay for 1 month of streaming. Go to chatbooks.com/get12 to claim your books now. No stress, no frustrating software. Just pick your photos and the Chatbooks app does the rest. Printed photos have been proven to boost connection and belonging, and we think everyone deserves that.
So what are you waiting for? Go to chatbooks.com/get12. That's chatbooks.com/get12 now and get 12 monthly mini photo books for $12. But hurry, this deal won't last long.